Hello, this is John Wolf, and I'd like to welcome you back to the Wind of the Soul podcast series. This is episode number 9, and it's titled Out-of-Body Experience Techniques. Today's entry is one that has been on the horizon for quite some time now. I have been intending to do this podcast for quite a while. It's actually a follow-up to my second recording, Astral Projection. And just as a heads up, it is very detail-oriented regarding the techniques. This entire recording comes from a blog entry that I wrote back in June of last year. And the reason this entry has such an eye for detail is because I wanted to try to bring across as much beneficial information as possible to help those people that are seriously interested in pursuing astral projection to the point of being able to find out what it's like to find your consciousness shuttled or funneled through another means outside of your physical body. The title for the blog entry, which I will be reading from today, is Techniques for Achieving an OBE, and that was posted on June 2nd, 2007. This entry is designed to provide simple tips and techniques for helping anyone who's interested in achieving an out-of-body experience. If you are unaware of what astral projection is or what occurs during the process, you may want to read my Experiences Out of the Body, Part 1 and Part 2 posts. While much has been written about this very subject matter, I want to share the specific techniques that have helped me to continually project my consciousness away from the physical body. Many people find that achieving an OBE is easiest during the first few moments after or immediately prior to falling asleep at night. These circumstances place you in a perfectly relaxed state that is conducive to projecting your consciousness. Meditation is another option which provides a gateway to astral projection. When you reach deep levels within your meditation, you are achieving a similar state of relaxation that occurs prior to sleep. I've had success with both of these methods and a few others, but for the purpose of this article, I want to focus on meditation and the initial moments before drifting off to sleep. The key is to reach the point in which your body is essentially asleep and your mind's awake, but still. The body will be frozen solid while the mind feels slightly numb, yet aware. This is the moment in which you are deactivating the physical experience from your focal point and allowing your consciousness to shift into a different state of awareness. Many people refer to this moment as a twilight zone or as the still point, though it's not usually a fleeting instance like the second name implies. The still point can last for quite some time as you weave in and out of its trance-like feel. It's unmistakable when you achieve it, but it can escape you if you become overly relaxed, fully falling asleep, or tense up, allowing fear to come into your mind. Let's go through a few techniques that will give you an opportunity to practice reaching this state. As you continue to go there, you will become more adept at using it to launch into a full projection of your consciousness. The first strategy is to utilize meditation to acclimate yourself with reaching the desired still point. While you don't have to meditate to achieve an OBE, most people actually find meditation to be one of the more difficult routes for doing so, meditation will help you to better understand the whole mind-awake, body-asleep sensation. Once you become fully aware of this sensation, you will be better equipped to recognize it as you fall asleep at night. Everyone has had an experience with the twilight zone state, but most do not understand what can occur if you hold slightly to your awareness and not allow it to fully enter the sleep state with the physical body. Most people have not trained themselves to override the impulse to doze off when they enter the still point or when they enter the twilight zone. So let's go through some key points regarding meditation. Point A, meditation should be as relaxing and as free as possible. You don't have to sit upright with your legs crossed or in some other funky position. You want to position yourself in a manner that feels natural and comfortable for you. I prefer lying on my bed on my back, but you can just as easily use a reclining chair. If you do want to try more of a yoga style, then go for it. The bottom line is to approach it in a manner that will allow you to fully relax. Point B, rid your environment of any interruptions. Turn the ringer off on the phone and make sure no one will disturb your session. It's pretty difficult to become familiar with the twilight zone when someone is blasting the radio or TV in another part of the house. Point C, wear loose clothing. The tighter your clothes, the more distracted you may be. Tight clothes can keep you constantly aware of your physical body. Remember, you want to take as much focus off of your physical environment, including your body, as possible. If it's wintertime, then be sure to have a blanket handy to keep you warm. As you continue to relax, your body temperature will drop. Point D, Once you get into position, begin breathing through your nose and out your mouth. Really focus on using your diaphragm to power your breathing. Avoid short, choppy breaths. The key initially is to stay somewhat consistent with your breathing style to facilitate your relaxation. As you relax, your breathing may become more shallow, which is fine. You also may resort to mouth breathing or strictly breathing through your nose as you reach even deeper levels of relaxation. This too is okay. Point E, many people become overly concerned with eradicating any stray thoughts from their mind during meditation. The more you focus on the attempt to control your thoughts, the more attentive you stay to them, again defeating the purpose of releasing focus from your physical body and from your physical environment. Relax about any stray thoughts that enter your mind. Continue to focus on your breathing and just allow your thoughts to come and go without any emotional attachment to them. In doing this, you will be propelled into deeper and deeper states of relaxation. Once there, your thoughts will automatically take on less and less importance and will eventually cease to flow almost entirely. The key is to resist the temptation to exert control over the experience. Meditation and astral projection are about getting out of the way so your consciousness can be what it truly is. Point F. Do not concern yourself with setting any time limit on your meditation. For our purposes, it's important to again flow with the experience. If at first you're only able to sit still for 5 minutes, then do that. The more you practice and allow, the longer your meditative states will last. Remember, you're not necessarily meditating to have an OBE. You're meditating to be able to find what it feels like to get close to the experience. Now, if an out-of-body experience actually happens during your meditation, that's fantastic. The goal here is to reach altered levels of awareness that are similar to the still point I described above. The more you familiarize yourself with the still point or twilight zone, the more you will recognize its occurrence as you're falling asleep at bedtime, which again is usually the easiest time for most people to project.